Rolling.
Hello, my name is John Rotten, and I'm recording this programme in conjunction with the exhibition Anglomania, Tradition and Transgression in British Fashion, on view at the Metropolitan Museum of Art from May the 3rd to September the 4th, 2006. Right, transgression in British fashion. Well, that may be the case, but not deliberately so. The Sex Pistols have had an enormous influence on fashion, media, in fact, everything ever since we first started in 75, 76. Everybody's copied from us, and nobody's really bothered to acknowledge where they took those ideas from. Our ideas came out of the catastrophe that we can call the British Empire falling apart. Royal family, class warfare, a complete lack of consideration from any government, then or since, is what really, really created the Sex Pistols. Out of intolerance came something perfect, like honesty. The lyrics to God Save the Queen, they may not be eloquent, but they are not ignorant either. They are common sense from a common man. God save the Queen. I'm neither anarchist or monarchist. I'm a monanarchist. The lyrics, as such. God save the Queen, the fascist regime. It made you a moron, potential H-bomb. God save the Queen. She ain't no human being. There is no future in England's dreaming. Don't be told what you want. Don't be told what you need. There is no future. No future for you. God save the Queen. We mean it, man. We love our Queen. God saves. God save the Queen. 'Cause tourists, they're money. And our figurehead is not what she seems. Oh, God save history. Go save your mad parade. And Lord God, have mercy, because all crimes are paid. When there's no future, how can there be sin? We're the flowers in the dustbin. We're the poison in the human machine. We're the future. We're your future. God save the Queen. We mean it, man. To my mind, these lyrics are self-explanatory. If you have no comprehension where I stand on the subject, then you are not really clearly listening. I was brought up in poverty, abject, as most people I have ever known were. What the Sex Pistols managed to do was combine children from many different social structures and created something exceptionally different. We created equality amongst ourselves, and we did this without monarchy or government indulgence. And somehow or other, I think now the royal family actually need us in order to survive. When we needed them to survive, they did not lift a hand. But I think we might be slightly more generous. Because my culture, my country, is falling apart. God save those two things first. Then we might be looking at the monarchy. Monanarchy. To the end. No future. Well, there will be no future for you or anyone if you do not consider a future for everyone. No future for you without me. Fashion. What is fashion? Well, I'll tell you what Sex Pistol fashion is. It's one of necessity. All these things that later became absolute prerequisites to the punk look were originally there in a haphazard by chance way. I'll give you an example. The safety pin. That is there by necessity. I could not sew or darn my own clothes. Lack of money meant no new ones. What does one do when the sleeve falls off one's jumper? One safety pins it up. That's what one does. And that became a punk statement. Tough, but reality I think matters more. Necessity. Always necessity. Why bondage suits? Well, I liked the bondage jacket. I did a photo session in a straight jacket very, very early on in the Sex Pistols' claim and rise to fame, and I liked the feeling of that restriction. I also liked the sheer danger of it, the fact that if I got caught out in the street by a mob that did not particularly like me, I had no way of running away. Ha ha! Essential. That's pure Johnny Rotten style, that. And that's what that gear's about. Not fuff, not flutter, not dandyism. Bravado in all its true essences. Be an Englishman, be an Irishman, be a Scottishman, be a Welshman. Stand up. I'm a stand-up bloke, and you should be too. Punk. What do? We made no barriers. No barrier between men, women. Punk girl bands just as tough as punk bloke bands. And some were mix and match. As should be. No race, no creed, no colour. Unity. We're all born equal. We will die equal. The sham that society puts on us in between is not our problem anymore. Never was. Never should be. No future. The future of the monarchy. That is not up to me. It never was and never ever should be. William and Harry, this is in your hands. How can you save your family? Do it for Britain. Thank you. Punk clobber in 17th century designer rooms. Excellent choice. Excellent. This sums up Britain perfectly, as it did then, as it does now. This is what class will get you. True distinction. True diversity. And out of that diversity, we smile in the face of adversity. To quote Shakespeare, sorry, not being a snob, being a yob. Peace. Off. I come from a time when it was treason to discuss the monarchy in any other way other than complete and total idolatry. I changed that. The Sex Pistols changed that. We changed that. Now you change that. You've been kissed by Johnny Rotten.
Anglomania, tradition and transgression in British fashion, is on view at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York, May 3rd through September 4th, 2006. The exhibition is made possible by Burberry. Additional support has been provided by Condé Nast. This has been an Antenna Audio production.